Part 2. Camino. It's just after 6 in the morning on the 10th of June, around the time that the sunlight through the windows of the clubs in Berlin gets too enterprising to ignore, when Tom and I follow our first yellow arrow en route to the end of the world. The yellow arrows are dashed out in spray paint every 10 or 15 feet. Sometimes they indicate turns, mostly they just remind you to keep going. There are far more of them than any pilgrim would really need. Right away we begin to gesture at the hidden and the faded ones, worry when it seems like we haven't seen one in a while. The arrows free you from needing a map or a sense of the terrain. They're not symbols of direction, they are directions. They free you from needing pretty much anything. You can literally show up and start walking. You just let yourself be ushered forward by the arrows, and by the third or fourth one, it already feels great to make zero decisions about where you're going or when you'll get there or what you'll do when you arrive. The manic Berlin of cigarettes and openings feels inconceivably distant, but Santiago does as well. A deep fog ahead of us obscures the looming mountains. For the next 800 kilometers, we will join fellow pilgrims in the ritual of rueing the misery of the first day, the 7 or 9 or 11 hours of unbroken uphill. But in the end, they would always smile and say, as hard as it was all worth it for those spectacular views. Our view is a 360-degree panorama of freezing, fluffed velvet fog. John Brearley's A Pilgrim's Guide to the Camino de Santiago, a practical and mystical manual for the modern-day pilgrim, with which we would soon develop a complicated and hostile relationship, warns against attempting the first day's mountain path in inclement weather. But we just shrug and shoulder our packs and charge ahead into the frozen stifle of mist. We don't see ourselves as the sort of pilgrims who worry about a little weather. We also don't see ourselves, as we set out, as the sort of pilgrims whom other pilgrims make a habit of passing. But it's a self-image we're quickly encouraged to revise. We see almost nobody else in the 6 a.m. fog, but over the first hour or two, other pilgrims begin to fall in behind us, then consistently and with minimal effort, waltz.